You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Guess what time it is, everyone? It's time for another Whatever Happened To, and I finally got on the line. Steve, you there, Steve?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, yes, how are you going, Josh, and listeners?
I'm good.
Can I put a little story in here? Josh has attempted to connect me to this particular interview for the last hour. He's having a lot of trouble in the studio. I'm yelling and screaming down the phone and he can't hear me. It's been an absolute nightmare, but the genius who is the man himself has finally worked it out and we're now on air. So
yeah,
well done,
I was in Studio 3 and I couldn't hear you coming down the other end. I called Adam and I even picked up the line on someone completely random at one stage, but finally got you, so we're in another studio. That was how it went. I had to move into Studio 1, but here we are. You're here, and what have you got this week, Steve?
Well, I think I might have given it away a couple of weeks ago at the end of one of our show, and we had Lonnie Donegan last week, and I did say that the people in the next two weeks would both have similar first names. Well, this particular gentleman is an Australian icon, and much underrated, I'm sure, and it's Lonnie Lee.
Ah, yeah, well, underrated by me, I guess. I've never really heard of him. I've heard of him, but that's about it.
No, right. Well, let me enlighten you a bit more about Lonnie Lee. I'm sure a few people might know a bit more about him than I did.
Yeah, certainly me. Yeah.
There's plenty of information here, I can assure you. Now, he's born David Lawrence Ritz, R-I-X, my unusual surname, on the 18th of September 1940 in a place called Rowena, which was in far northeastern New South Wales, and he was born on a sheep farm. At 7, he was singing in the local church choir. Now, this sounds very familiar, I know. He took up guitar and did Johnny Ray and Nat King Cole impersonations as a teenager. And when I saw that, I had a bit of a chuckle because I thought, he mightn't get away with doing Nat King Cole impersonations these days. But back then, you certainly could. But as is with a lot of our stories, we know a lot of those successful people, they did start very young. Well, he certainly did. Now, after leaving secondary school, he worked as a bank clerk in a place called Greenacre. In 1956, he competed in a talent quest on a radio station 2UW in Sydney on a show called Alan Toohey's Amateur Hour, and he came second in that. And then in February 1957, he was then known as Laurie Lee. He won a contest for, inverted commas, Australia's own Elvis Presley, and was soon managed by Johnny O'Keefe, who recommended a name change to Lonnie Lee, and that was in a tribute to Lonnie Donegan. He then signed on to the Leadon label, which was run by Lee Gordon, who was a big music promoter back then, and he owned the label, so hence the name Leadon. And he released a song called Ain't It So, which was written by Johnny O'Keefe, incidentally, in 1959. It reached the top 10 in Sydney in November of that year. In July of 1959, he made his first television appearance on 6 O'Clock Rock, and then he followed that with an appearance on Bandstand and appeared in a documentary by a fellow called Lee Robinson, which was just titled Simply Rock and Roll. If I just digress for a moment here, in an interview with George Negus back in 2003, he talked about the preparation for the appearances on 6 O'Clock Rock, saying that they would do a rehearsal in the AM, then they would go to the pub, come back at 4 o'clock, do a run-through once, and then go on with the show. And that particular show, of course, was live. He said that Johnny O'Keefe forgot his words half the time. Well, that's not surprising. He'd been to the pub for 4 hours, I guess. That's what happened. But with Bandstand, it was completely different. He said he actually recorded the music on a Wednesday, did the show on a Saturday morning, and it would go to air on a Sunday. So it was much more organised. He said the songs had a bit more edge on 6 O'Clock Rock, whereas a bit more clean cut on Bandstand. So hence the difference. Me, I like both shows, but must admit 6 O'Clock Rock was a bit more wild and woolly in most cases. He indicated that without TV, that he would not have survived and had the ongoing success which came his way. Now, in 1960, he had quite a few big songs, and what they were, Starlight, Starbright, That was in January of 1960. That was number three in Sydney. He had a song called Yes Indeed I Do in May of that year. And then a double-sided winner, which was I Found a New Love and Defenceless in September. And that was number two in Sydney. As an aside to this, I might add that I'm very familiar with those four songs because they're in my two sisters' record collection, which they left behind when they went and got married.
Ah.
And that was my first introduction to Lonnie Lee, so I played those songs ad infinitum after that, I must admit.
Oh, you were lucky to get a record collection.
Yeah, it was very nice. But they never asked where the records were either, so I'm not sure what happened there. But I don't know where they've gone now. I can't cite them anywhere. So
they might have taken them back.
They might have taken them back, or they've mysteriously disappeared somewhere. I'm not sure. I might add that they were basically his most successful songs. In 1961, he had a song called Sit Around and Talk to Me. 1962, When the Bells Stop Ringing. And also, Don't You Know Pretty Baby. And that was followed by an extended play called Sitting by the River. Now, most of those songs, I can truthfully say, I'm not overly familiar with. And his last single in 1969, which he wrote, was called Sad Over Someone. Some people might be aware of those songs, but I'm certainly very au fait with those first four or five that I mentioned. And his backing group was known as the Lee Men, which was, I thought, very, very original, of course. And he then settled after success started to dry up. He then went to the US and lived mainly in Nashville from 1971 till 1984. And he did a lot of recording and writing songs, and including working with people such as the Big O, Sher and Glen Campbell. And then when he returned to Australia, he was a bit disenchanted with what was happening with a lot of the former stars of the 60s. So what he did, he managed to entice performers from that era out of the jobs that they were doing and back onto the stage. And he did that mainly through a radio show which he hosted, which was called Lonnie Lee's Rock and Remember Show, which would have come out of Sydney. That's not a show that I'm familiar with. And then he got a Sydney promoter to bring out a fellow called Fabian, who was pretty big back in the 60s. I know my sisters were pretty keen on Fabian. And they brought him out in 1984 and performed on stage at his concerts. And then in October 2007, getting back in the big time here, he toured with Crash Craddock, Bobby V and Leslie Gore. And observers said that he was a standout performer amongst those three international stars. So that was a pretty big rap. He had toured with the Crash Craddock and the Everlys nearly 50 years previously. So sort of a revisiting, so to speak. In 2008, he did a show called Lonnie Lee's Cry, which was a dedication to Johnny Ray, who had the big hit called Cry back in the 50s. And he was a huge Johnny Ray fan. And this received very favourable reviews. Again, I'm not familiar with that show. But some of the firsts for Lonnie Lee, and I got this information from his website, so I have to presume that it's correct. He had the first Australian full-colour album cover. He had the first Australian stereo album. He was the first Australian to have a double-sided number one record, and that was Defenceless and I Found a New Love. He was the first Australian to have a number one from an album, and that was amongst other achievements which they didn't mention. But all those were first, and because that's 59-60, you would expect that that would be the case. Now, Lonnie Lee, Josh should be pleased to know he's still alive, and I did this particular spiel about two or three weeks ago. I observed that he was performing at the Tamworth Services Club today.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not sure whether it's actually gone ahead because I did check the website and they were having a lot of stuff to do with COVID going on. So I'm not sure whether it's actually gone ahead or not. But this man's now 81 years old and still performing with his group. So good on him. And I seem to remember near where I lived, he performed at a local theatre either last year or the year before, and I just think there was no audience, but he just did an hour show or something like that. So the man is still going alive and kicking and doing plenty of good work.
That's good. I'm just looking on Facebook, and yeah, unfortunately he was going to perform at the Tamworth Country Music Festival, it looks like, but that got postponed this year, so yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I looked up also. So I figured that it probably COVID has again got its paws in that one, but unfortunately we can't do much about it. So that sums it. Look, sums up how I sum up Lonnie Lee is he's a very underrated Australian legend. And as I think you and I have spoken about Lonnie Lee, most of the songs that he recorded are fairly short, Josh, so you're probably going to be able to play nearly all the ones that I've mentioned.
Yeah, they all go for, quite a few go less than 2 minutes.
Yeah,
the longest we've got in the system goes for 2 minutes 32, so they're all pretty short, so I'll get a few in.
Oh, that'll be good. Well, yeah. The first one you can play, now you could choose any of these, but let's go with I Found a New Love to start off.
That's actually his longest one in the system. So, he's got Hello Love at 2:32, but this one's 2:22.
All right, well, we'll go with that one anyway, Josh.
Yep, and here's I Found a New Love by Lonnie Lee. You're listening to 1FM. And yeah, that was nice. From 1960, Lonnie Lee, I Found a New Love.
Yeah, it's a good little finger-snapping song. I must admit, I enjoyed all the songs that we did mention, apart from the ones a bit later on. I grew to love them, Josh, because I kept on playing them all the time on the old little record player with the stylus.
Have you still got the record player?
No, but I've still got a record machine with a stylus, so, Josh.
That's good. You've still got a record player, yeah. Lonnie Lee's all over Facebook. He updates his social media quite a bit, so he's still pretty active. I'm looking here on Facebook, so...
Yeah, very active. I think he's a fairly clean-living sort of a bloke, and he's still very popular, especially up in the New South Wales clubs.
Yeah. So, hopefully he can still perform. We just got to get over COVID, but it looks like he's still fine, still finding fit.
Yeah. Well, we'll have the others. No particular. Well, I'll give you the order if you like. We can have Defenceless, Starlight, Star Bright, Yes Indeed I Do, and Ain't It So.
Sounds good, and we'll get a few of them in now. But thanks, Steve. That was another great one, and look forward to talking to you next week. Hopefully I won't take up too much of your time trying to find a right studio next week.
No, hopefully, Josh, this actually goes to where. but it's okay. Look, we did get by, and the main thing is we've got the show done, I'm not giving away any more clues as to who I'm having next week now. That's it.
Okay, all right. Well, okay.
I wish you and all the listeners all the best, and I hope it's not going to get too hot, Josh. I think it's only going to be about 35 in Shepparton for the next week or so, so that'll make you really happy.
Oh, good.
And it's going to be pretty warm here too, but I'll put the aircon on and stay cool, mate. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I'll probably just watch the tennis, but that's about it. But have a good week.
All the best to you, mate, and to the listeners.
Take care.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.